Wow. Hey, bestie. You're home early. Did something happen? Guess I better go see what's up. Hey, are you okay? Can I come in? Hey, weren't you supposed to be on a date with that girl you met online? You were, but something changed? Okay, so what happened? You got to the restaurant before her to get a good table. Yeah, that makes sense. I know seating at that place can be difficult. And then what happened? Your date walked into the restaurant and you got her attention. You got up to pull out her chair and... Oh, well, that was very gentlemanly of you. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, keep going. Right. So when you stood up, she just stopped walking towards you and just stared at you? Oh, fuck. Did you have something on your shirt or in your teeth? No. Then what was she looking at? She said what? She said that she couldn't date a guy that was shorter than her and then just had the balls to just leave? What a bitch! I mean, come on. For her to be so shallow that she can't even sit and just get to know you and to just judge you like that? No, hell no. No, what's her number? I want to give her a piece of my mind. Hey, wait. Are you crying? Oh, fuck. No. Hey. Come here. Yeah, just come here. No. Hey, you did nothing wrong, okay? She's the dumbass that couldn't take just a couple of hours to get to know what an amazing person you are. What? What do you mean she's not wrong? But, no. Hey, stop. No, okay, you know what? First, I was mad at her, but now I'm mad at you. Yes, I'm mad at you. Did you really just say that no one's ever going to want to date you just because you're shorter than most guys? Okay, first off, for people to just automatically judge you on something you can't even control, that's their choice, and it has nothing to do with you, okay? Secondly, if they can't take the time to get to know you and just get over the fact that you're shorter than them, then just forget them, all right? You don't need them in your life. No, you need someone that loves you, not just a part of you, but all of you, okay? And I know you will find someone. Someone that loves you for who you are. Someone that loves your personality and the body you're already in. Someone that loves you like I do. What? Well, yeah, of course I love you. Could you not really tell that I've had feelings for you? What? How long? How long did I have these feelings? Oh, Jesus. okay, do you remember when we went to that bar to celebrate you getting that job? Yeah, and we sat down for a bit, and then all of a sudden those three drunk guys came up to you and just started harassing you about your height. Yeah, the ones that were saying that they saw you walk in? Yeah, and you just sat there and let them finish, and then without missing a beat, you just knocked out the biggest one out of the three. And then their mouths just dropped to the floor, and you said, "Does anyone else have something to say?" My feelings were developing for you before then, but yeah, I think that's what did it for me. Seeing you just stay completely calm while they were saying all that stuff, and then just standing up for yourself without hesitation. It's that part of you is just what made me fall in love with you. I love just how confident you are, and I love that you own your height and don't care what other people think. And besides your body, oh God, I love your sense of humor. And honestly, I just love how kind and compassionate you are to anyone you meet. Well, that deserves it. But yeah, I mean, I've always liked you. I've always liked you for who you are and how you, you know, just interact with everyone. I really admire you. I guess I probably should have just told you sooner, though. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Good, because I love you. I love all of you. You know what? Come here. Wow, you don't know how long I've wanted to do that. Come here. Oh, why didn't I say anything sooner? Well, I mean, the basic answer is that I didn't want to ruin our friendship, and... Oh, God, if you didn't feel the same way... Oh, jeez, that... No, I wouldn't want to ruin this. But it all worked out, didn't it? I mean, that shallow girl missed out on a true gem, and... Well, her loss is definitely my gain. And besides, we're already roommates, right? And I don't mind that you leave the knife hanging over the sink's edge just in case you want another peanut butter Sammy. Yeah, I'll still love you anyway. Yeah, okay, and you know that I leave small baby Wookiees in the shower after washing my hair. Oh, shut up. I can't help that I shed more than a Labrador. Well, are you feeling a bit better? That's good. I'm glad. No one should ever make you cry like that. I mean, so what if you're shorter than most dudes? I think you being shorter than me is hot, okay? And that's the only thing that really matters. It doesn't matter what they think. Exactly. She had the chance to get to know one of the greatest people she would have ever known, and she just threw it away. And now that I have you, I'm not letting you go. And I am not letting anyone else get the chance to hurt you. I will love you forever and ever. Oh.